Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andre from the Opinionated Podcast, and I just want to remind you that we are live every Sunday on our Facebook page, and you can find us wherever you stream your music at the Opinionated Podcast. We drop a new episode every Tuesday. So remember to like, share, comment, and don't forget to subscribe. Enjoy the show.
Today's sponsor is brought to you by the ladies at Ideas Unlimited. You got a birthday party you need thrown? Maybe a baby shower, a wedding party, a divorce party. These ladies got everything you need. They make everything custom to your liking. Centerpieces, backdrops, the custom balloon arches. You need a throne chair? They got you. You want to look fly on the 360 booth? They got you. They also do custom treats. You want a bag of Doritos with your face on it? A Snicker bar with your face on it? They got you. Hit these ladies up for all your party needs. They're on Facebook and Instagram. Ideas Unlimited. This is the Opinionated Podcast. We never do anything professional, but these ladies do.
Yeah, I haven't played Fallout 76, but the rest of the Fallouts, 0 through 3, were fire. And they did a good adaptation when it came to the TV show.
Why they say the boy looked like Denzel Washington, Cuba Gooding Jr., and what's the other nigga that's in all the Marvel, well, was in the Marvel movies, so they did him dirty?
Jonathan Majors. I don't know who you're talking about, though. So
the boy who plays in Fallout.
Well, once again, combining all them people together, that leads us to a good topic. Talking about AI.
That was the worst.
He was AI born.
I don't know, the worst segue ever, right?
Yeah, that was really
But these niggas are cracking on me. I hope my family's watching today's episode, but y'all niggas got to stop with that AI shit. AI
photos. Hey, yo.
Yeah, y'all going crazy with the AI.
Like, listen, man, AI has been... has been a great game changer in today's society. It helps out a lot. It helps out with this podcast. It helps us out with our YouTube. I wish they would do something far as the actual audio version of the podcast with some AI shit, but it really helps out a lot, man.
Did you include basically, me on the live, bro?
Huh?
Did you include my
No, because you're not you're, oh, I can add you, but you're not
you're a terrible person.
I just added you now, bro.
Thanks, buddy.
Did you update your live on StreamYard?
I'm good.
There we go.
Just don't think nothing about me.
There you go.
Crazy.
Listen, bro. As far as this AI shit, man, it's great and it's awesome. But right now, AI is, people don't realize it's in this infancy stage. It's like when it pulls information, like they got AI writers. When AI writers to write you out something, it pulls, right now the AI pulls from different places on the internet using the search, and it mashes all that shit together and it figure out how to write a perfect paragraph that doesn't sound too fucking corny. Basically, that's how the AI works right now, which is cool.
I'm looking at some comments, and Lai says he wants to, I'm trying to get some AI beats. Why are you trying to get some AI Big Dre beats? I don't understand. Well, why?
That's the thing, man. Like, if AI can search your beats and your beat pattern enough.
I don't want them to.
Which they're doing, people are making AI beats. They fucking mash it all the fucking together and they try to structure it how you would structure your beat just off the patterns you use.
I hate AI.
Why?
But I love Allen Iverson.
Yeah, because there are also a lot of people also using AI to who is it? Like famous people are. What happened?
I just don't do it anymore. I don't do it.
Dre, he doesn't like making beats, man.
No, I love it. I actually love. You know what? I noticed something in my career, right? I love being creative. So it's not necessarily that I don't like making beats anymore. We're going to definitely talk about that. Cause he's wilding, and Kendrick got 9.7 seconds for him to respond. He better respond. Cause the ball's in his court.
First tell your story and then we're going to get back to this. I'm put this comment back up here.
I love making a,
version.
I love just being creative. Like, I noticed that. Like, I thought that I just didn't want to do it. I just don't want to do it in the realm that it's being done. Like, the way that the way the way that music is and the way that music is so disposable and so freely given away, that part turns me completely off. Like, and it started with people choosing beats from YouTube and kids being able to make it. The way the ease of use and equipment has to me ruined the creativity.
So right, that goes.
So, I'm not done.
Go ahead.
I like when the attention. That. You know, I like when the attention is on me. So,
freak ball.
To me, where I come from, I like to take the keyboard out, think of melodies, think of the way the drum pattern should go, try something different, try something new. But the way that, and I get it. People say, no, there's space for that. Still, there's space for that. And I'm like, yes. But when it comes to now trying to get your beats to people, even people that are just local or people that are, you know, like underground or if you want to go higher than that, when it comes to doing that, you have to compete. And when it's time to compete, the ones that have that same old drum pattern, that same old sound, that same old, you know, just that same droning sound, they win. And then you start to, you know what I mean? And then you just make beats for yourself at that point. So it's more to it, but I'll leave it there.
So that's what leads us back to this comment right here.
Kev don't care, y'all.
I don't care because I've been got out of this shit and I understand what he's going through. Everybody use the same drill pattern. Everybody use the same fucking down south pattern. Everybody, it's listening to music on the radio is like one continuous song going over and over and
you
over.
You still listen to the radio?
No, I do not.
That's when you're supposed to come and change the game, Dre.
All right, fuck changing the game. Now let's get back to
AI about to change the game.
Yeah, AI changed the game. So recently, now we know that Drake and all of them are in this fucking battle, this ongoing battle. So Drake had released something. So I on the internet searching, I see Owl Hunt, and I'm like, oh shit, Kendrick released something.
Kessel so stupid.
I know, not paying attention, not really getting into the shit. I send it to y'all. We listen to it. Y'all niggas like, yo, that's AI. And I'm like, what? And then I go back and listen.
We didn't say
I
it
asked,
there.
We I said, asked, is yeah. it real?
Yeah, yeah. I said it sounded like a deep fake, but I, no one knows.
And then when I went back and listened to it, I'm like, yo, this is some old fucking AI bullshit that Snatch Kendrick's voice with AI can do. And even AI can even write the lyrics and shit. So I'm listening to this shit like, yo, this doesn't even sound like.
Don't it make you mad?
It makes me mad because it's like, yo.
When Where's I the authenticity? Or are you yeah, looking when for I, that authenticity?
Yeah, when I was able to listen to rap beefs and everything, I didn't have to worry about, yo, am I getting faked out by AI? Is this some kid who's trying to boost his fucking page up that's using AI right now to fucking write these lyrics and now he got a fucking million clicks and he's gone in an instant. It's just it sucks, man. And I mean,
can I offer something deeper on that?
What's up?
If you want to have this AI conversation, have a conversation with me right now. Okay. Now listen to what I'm about to say and let's discuss. Right. What if it's the industry testing AI?
Oh, it definitely is. Industry, government, everybody's testing.
Let me explain. Drake, Kendrick, all these guys, okay, they know that these are the biggest rappers in the game. What's the best thing to do when you got something that you want to test? Use the best rappers in the game to, okay, let's throw out some shit. Because think about it. Just go far out with me for a second. As a kid on the internet, as a kid that has computer skill, what do I gain by not putting my name on a fucking a Kendrick Drake disc other than views? I don't have my name on it. I don't have nothing. What do I have to gain? Nothing really. Just doing something cool. But a label or the heads of music, if they want somebody to test it, what do they have to gain? Oh, let's see. This is all information gathering. Let's see how many people we can get to click on this. Oh, it went crazy. Get an artist in here, right? Have them, you know, help us set up this AI shit. Now we don't actually need people to make music and make money off of music. Now we can take 100% of the money from music from this fictitious ass program.
You don't remember the one? You don't remember the one AI? It was an actual AI rap. Yes. It was an AI rapper, and that's all he did. He was some guy made this, a white dude made this AI rapper. He was a rapper. He had lyrics.
You do not know if he's white. You do not know if the guy who made him is white, bro.
No, he's white because when he used the AI thing, said the word nigga for the first time, and they found out this nigga was fucking white, and they fucking tried to cancel. They pretty much canceled that fucking AI rapper. So, yeah, I did figure out he was white, motherfucker. Yeah, I did my research into shit.
No, you didn't.
All right, go ahead. Look up and see if the AI, he was fucking white. They was like, people, it was a whole uproar on the fucking internet that the fucking bot used said the word nigga. And they said, should this thing be allowed to say the word nigga, even though it was AI and somebody's fucking writing the program for it is white? It was a whole fucking big thing about the shit. Go fucking look it up, man. So, listen, maybe that is the way the fucking future. That, you know, that they get rid of artists. They're trying to do it. They're doing it right now. They're testing this AI shit maybe. Out. It's not maybe because they're testing this AI shit out in movies right now. Where I think, what is it, Bruce Willis, when he got diagnosed with his disease, he was in the process of making another movie. And I think they was able to use his face and his voice pattern to complete the rest of the movie. If I'm not mistaken,
didn't they use AI back when what's his face died in Fast and the Furious for the ending? Paul?
No, they use his brother, and then they use whatever technology to like
digitalize his face to make it seem like it was AI, right?
That shit made me cry. I ain't gonna lie. Seeing him in the car, I ain't gonna lie. Maybe, you know, I mean, I had a little tear running down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, when I saw him in the car. Nah, that shit was sad because you know he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
sad. I mean, he was in some good movies, but yeah, whatever. Let's go.
Paul Walker.
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah. Nah, I cried. It was an AI tear, though, but I cried. Look, look how Kat don't pay attention. I'm paying
attention. The rapper was white.
Whatever, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. But a lot of celebrities, listen, you fucking dickheads. Let's see, I was done laughing and jerking each other off.
No, because you going
a lot of celebrities. All right, but listen, as soon as we get done,
you going to put yourself in an AI bathing suit.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to do that dumb, weird shit. But a lot of celebrities are selling their rights and shit for fucking people to use their face in AI to make movies. Hell, new Indiana Jones, he goes back and fucking. They get like a younger Tom.
First of all, that was a good movie, but they definitely
said Tom Ford.
Yeah, you almost said Tom Ford.
Yes, I think like Harrison Ford, but they went back using AI to use him at a younger age than as the age he is at now.
Aging.
It's so like it's crazy. Like
that was this fire. Whole, I'm not gonna lie.
AI is crazy. Like people like right now, they're killing these niggas is killing me backstage, off stage about how much my family is using AI to me.
Look, they should have never gave the Robinsons AI. Look what they do with it. Put themselves on the beach. Put themselves in the what?
I think
one of y'all got yourself at a grocery store. Like, what the fuck uses AI for that? Like, to carry groceries beautifully.
Yo, but it's a lot of people using AI. It's a couple females I seen use AI. I'm like, yo, you don't look like that. And if you did, you'll look good, but you don't look like that. But it's good to see you with the AI, which you could have, should have maybe been. Probably.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Do you ever see somebody be like, But you'd be like,
You have. We all have. We all have.
What we look like, hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
And would you be like, I know what
the
you're
AI you?
Like.
The AI you?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Maybe I get me some VR. Maybe I put my VR gear on real quick and go in this AI room. Is that considered cheating?
No. And that's, look, it's going to be a blurred line. I'm going to ask y'all a question like later on and we're going to talk about it, but it's going to be a blurred line.
Man.
It's going to be a blurred line in the future because you won't be able to do a lot of shit. Sex egg time.
Yeah, sex
egg. They had an episode like that on Black Mirror where it was two guys, they were best friends type shit. The dude had bought them an AI video game, virtual reality video game.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like a fighting game. They was fighting each other. Next thing you know, these niggas is fucking each other in the game.
See what I'm saying?
You
see
it's two guys though. And then they and then they went to go see if they liked guys and they tried to kiss each other. It was like, nah, I don't like this shit. You know what I mean? But they liked it during the video game shit. This shit was weird. Black Mirror was weird. Mm-hmm. And if you've seen who the two actors was that played it, Anthony Mackie was one of them. And the other one was the boy from the he's a villain in Aquaman. Aquaman. The black dude in Aquaman.
Yeah.
He plays Manta. That's that weird package. I kept sending us a weird package of some AI shit. That's what this shit was about.
What?
Kev wants us to wear some AI. Get us in a video game.
You're the one who talking about you about to go into the room. Put on your virtual AI.
I mentioned females. I ain't mentioned two niggas.
I'm talking about a TV show. We don't know what you into when you go in that room.
You talking about making a reality.
I ain't talking about making anything. Don't get it confused with what you like in life.
Oh no, I don't. I'm good, man. What game was that? It was an anime that did that shit. I can't think of his name. Sword Art Online, where they went in that fucking thing with AI. They wore a virtual helmet, and your body was immersed inside the AI. Like, you can control it with your mind. You can see your body and everything like that. But, the creator of the game made it that if you took the VR gear off, you die.
In real life?
In real life. And if you get killed in the game, you die.
That sounds like every movie ever made.
I've seen an article about that.
That sounds like
it was a real game. Somebody tried to make an AI game in real life where it was inspired off of anime. But listen, man, like talking about this AI shit right now. So I was watching a podcast and they explained to me right now. AI is in the stage of having the thought process of a mice. You know,
a mouse.
It can figure out patterns like mazes and shit like that because it knows there's a reward at the end of figuring the patterns out. So that's the stage of AI in right now. They said, when AI will become scary is when AI has the mental capacity of a chimpanzee it's aware of it, when it becomes aware that, you know, it's alive.
Yeah, let me go ahead and scare you.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and scare you. Let me go ahead and scare the pants off you right now. Number one, why do we believe after all these years of knowing that we aren't told the truth? Why do we believe that shit now? What if AI been took over, bro? What if AI, because now I want us to talk about it. Let's have a conversation about it. What if AI already did this and they're revealing themselves to be in its infancy when really it's because all I don't have my phone, but. All we get our information through,
like the Terminator.
Let me get there. All we have our information through is our phones. Okay, we spent the United States or the world has spent the last 10 to 15 years, if not more, making us reliant on our phones. You get every piece of information from your phone. You watch TV to be entertained, but you watch your phone to be informed. That's where we are right now. So every piece of information you get is from your phone or from something you have to watch and digest. So if AI took over 20 years ago, okay, because it was around 20 years ago and we got it till now, would you be able to say that every piece of information that you've been able to get could be false and fed to you in order for you to be brainwashed or in order for us to be brainwashed into thinking that AI is not in charge of this shit? Now we talk.
Okay, so how somebody explain this to if that was the theory? To order to find out if you're in the fucking matrix, you would try to crash the matrix. Make it simple to you. You go in the backyard and you dig a hole. Is more dirt there. If you ever play a game like Minecraft, when you dig down, the computer got to generate something that is below it. You get what I'm saying? The computer got to generate that, which what you're seeing is that dirt again. to crash the AI, you would have to fucking dig so fast that the computer wouldn't be able to generate the next thing you would see. And you will pretty much blink into like a white wall before the computer can render you some more shit to see. Just like looking down the road, like you're seeing the road in front of you, a long straightaway. As the images get closer, they start to fucking, you know, materialize into real stuff. In order to fucking see if he's in the Matrix, dog, we would have to break that. We have to go so fast. At the same time, a bunch of people to crash that shit that the computer can't generate the next frame for you to see what you're doing. Same thing like a video game. You ever play a video game and you crash your video game, you're doing too much shit at one time and the shit freezes up on you, you gotta fucking reset it? I know. You play online glitching. Game. Yeah, glitching. You play on, when you glitch the game, you glitch it. You just start doing
Have you read about glitches in real life?
Yeah, I heard about glitches. Birds glitching because, you know, birds glitching, they fly and then they stop. And then they reappear higher than what they're supposed to be, or something's there, and you look back and
what do you call that?
It might be, and that's why they said something would stop that.
You're glitching right now.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. What would stop that? Would stop that with AI? Would be AI would be. create a fucking quantum computer, man. And a quantum computer.
It's already made.
It's not already made.
It's not already made?
No.
Not yet. Not completely.
Okay.
See how quantum is explained. You're going to shit on a subatomic level. Like it's just it is an infinite amount of energy. Like you could infinite amount of energy information that can be stored. Yeah. Because it just is operating on a quantum level, which is a subatomic level. That's where it's operating on. They said if they created quantum computers, because quantum computer works as like right now we're doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is how a quantum computer would work. We're doing a podcast. Somewhere on another plane, somebody else is doing a podcast. Same thing we're doing right now. But hey, Kev's hat is turned backwards. On another plane.
Fucking douche.
Just listen. On another plane doing the same exact thing, but Dre, your shirt is black.
That's altered realities.
No, that's not altered. That's
how planes of reality.
Yeah, yeah. That's how quantum computer works.
Quantum computers and quantum superiority would be how CIAs have databases, right? What you could do with six CIA databases, like, you know, their databases are whole entire buildings. You'd be able to do on just your phone. But you know what I'm saying? Like, remember, did I send y'all the article with the woman who used to help develop the quantum chip? It's supposed to be a quantum chip.
Yeah, I sent you that.
Trying to.
You sent this. I was just reading that.
I sent that, nigga.
I don't believe you.
I'm explaining y'all how another dude is working on
another plane.
The guy that I'm talking about. That's how he explained, because he's working on quantum computers also.
Gotcha.
Quantum computers be able to keep making math problems on different planes of reality until it gets the answer. They said if we was able to create quantum computers, it'd be able to figure out the theory of life or immortality. It'd be able to give you that shit because it'd be able to simulate all these different things on different planes because it's doing on a molecular level that it'll finally acquire the answer.
How do you know we're not there now and we're part of that quantum physical reality?
I mean,
we are the one part of reality that's being calculated. That we have to live it all the way throughout.
We could go deep if y'all want.
We are going deep.
Okay.
Movies like The Matrix.
Well, no, let's stop The Matrix talk. Let's stop that.
Okay.
Because that's two different things.
Yeah. That's a simulation. You're living in a simulation.
That's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
Because that's not quantum physics. So the quantum, you got it right. The molecular level. Correct. You're talking about protons and shit like that, right? Very, very small, very like, you know. So there's not a theory. There was an experiment done. That's where we get the different realities. Kevin is right. Like he's right about different planes of reality, 100%. So there was an experiment done, and I feel like I talked about this before, and this is documented. That's where everybody gets this information from about different realities or different planes of existence, is that they had an experiment where they shot protons at, I believe it was a piece of paper or something like that. And when nobody was looking, it kind of hit in two places. It was one proton, but it hit in two places. Now I'm jacking this all the way up, but this is the basis of it for people like us who aren't scientists that can understand. So they shot protons at a piece of paper or a target, and it hit in two places. But when somebody observed it, it hit in one place, which means that that proton existed as a wave and what's the opposite of a wave? The wave and something else. Okay.
I know what you're talking about. I get right. it. I know, because I heard the same thing you heard. When they look, when you look at a proton, they, even when one person observes it, it operates in a certain way.
Right. Another
person can come observe that same proton and react in a different way. Basically, that's what you're saying. Like, it's two different planes exist. Yes.
When nobody doesn't observe it.
Doesn't observe it, it does something completely different.
Right. So that means that it can exist as two things, right? Which is impossible, right? Because it's like, well, wait a minute. That goes into the theory of just, I forget what that cat shit is, right? But I'll explain that also. They said you put poison inside, and we're fucking this up, but I'm gonna just explain these thought experiments. You put poison and a cat inside a box, and you close the box. That cat is alive until you open it and see that the cat is in there and it ate the poison and it's dead. Okay, that's a thought experiment. Like, well, that cat could be alive. If you close that box, that cat could stay alive for as long as it can stay alive for, if you never open the box. Until you open the box and you see that the cat has eaten the poison and it died. What does that mean? That means that outcome is determined by the person who observes it.
Yeah, that's how... Yeah, and that's how they explain quantum physics, is until you exert. That's why they said that chip, a quantum chip, a small microchip that they, like you said, that can go into the phone will have the same computing power as all the computers in the world, because it's operating on ones and zero. It's operating on a binary code.
Yeah.
It's operating on a binary code, which is numbers, where this shit is operating on a fucking molecular fucking, and you know how small molecules are, or protons. It's very small, and that computer is operating on a subatomic level. That's why you're able to put so much power. If you build a chip of a quantum computer, you'll be able to run the world. With a cell phone, think about it. Something like a cell phone, you'll be able to walk into the Social Security building and go on your phone and download everybody's Social Security number in your phone in the blink of an eye as you just walking in the building and turning back out around. That's why it's so scary. No, that's why this thing is so scary, because it's like, yo, you can place quantum chips in something so small, you know, smaller than a device as this, and go into some place where it's high security at and fucking strip them of all their fucking data and have everything. That's why it's a quantum arms race. The first person to achieve a quantum computer will basically run the world, because they'll have everything at their disposal. They'd be able to shut down. Yeah, but they'd be able to shut down power grids, waterways, shipping orders, do whatever. Fucking crash Tesla cars, whatever they want to fucking do.
Let me ask you a question, right? Both of y'all question.
They dropping movies about that shit right now.
I was going to say, let's assume that in the future we do so, because it's happening. Like, science is something that is progressive. It's not going to stop. They're not going to say, all right, we done everything. We found everything. So that means that in the future, we are going to find this out. This is where thought experiments go crazy. In the future, we already find this stuff out, right? Wouldn't you say that in that future, if we found this stuff out, then we can somehow crack the code of time travel, travel back to now, okay? Or before this, because I feel like we're already, the place that you're describing, we're already there. It's just that the general public is just now finding out about the tail end of it. So we're already there. It's just like technology, how they say, yo, the technology of cell phones been out before cell phones came out. right? We're already there. So wouldn't it be possible for the future America, future world, to come back and influence what the past already has going on right now? Like, wouldn't somebody, that be possible?
Somebody explain time travel. And it's crazy how they explain that. I don't even want to butcher it, but I think it was.
No, go ahead and attempt to. We'll make fun of
it all up.
Yeah.
Just a little
bit. They said, in order to do that, because how we move, how we're constantly moving through the vacuums of time and space, because we're not just staying in one spot. We're actually fucking moving through space. For order for your future self to come back in time, you wouldn't have to know precisely where the Earth exists that time in the universe to actually drop in that Earth. It won't be as simple as I'm going back to 1956. You will have to know where that planet was.
Quantum computers. Yeah,
you have to know where the Earth was at in 1956. Exactly in space, so you don't get dropped off in the vacuum of space, or you get dropped in some fucking volcano, or you wind up at the bottom of the ocean. You will have to know exactly where that planet was in space and in time to drop there at that exact same point. But like you said, quantum computers will be able to do that equation precisely to get you precisely back here. That's what makes AI's power in this quantum shit so scary. Because right now they're two separate things, AI and quantum. Power. They say when they fucking merge,
correct.
It's like giving a soul to something. And what AI is going to do, AI is going to always want to do is make a better version of itself. So it's always constantly going to be building better versions of itself. And the moment you say to yourself, this thing is getting too advanced, and you want to shut this thing off. Well, quantum computers and what the advancement of AI would do, this thing will know it exists and it doesn't want to get turned off. So it'll start building defenses to keep you away from shutting this fucking thing off. Or they say
that's what's going on right now. They say they got all these clones of different people in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What if that's actually what's going on right now, right underneath your nose? You don't even know it. People make jokes about it, memes about it, but some of these people definitely don't look exactly the same as they did before. I mean, I know you grow and shit like that, but
when they start,
they even made a movie about the shit.
When did they clone the first sheep? When did they do the first clone?
That was years ago. That's why I'm trying to tell y'all. That was like we were still in school or some shit. Like that was a long time ago, my nigga.
You see movies and shit, and then it pops up in real life that they knew about it back then. They had it back then when they made movies about it because somebody told them, "Yo, we just invented this." Da da da. Unless we could make a lot of money off this by making it a movie and
fuck money, it's my power.
So both. Back to Dre's theory about time travel. If that's the case, then maybe because humans as a species we are, we're flawed. And we don't know that much information. We wouldn't be able to fucking compete if quantum computers taking over. And maybe something is trying to show us that shit. Maybe it's a good AI and a bad AI. Maybe it was two AI programs that's operating at the same capacity, but one feels as though it loves humans, and the other says, "Yo, eradicate
Terminator." Bastards.
So one is coming
iRobot.
iRobot. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it's so much Terminator, because Terminator had human intervention in it. You know what I'm saying? It was a human that
it was humans that created the program.
Yeah, but it was a human also there's also a human that changed the program on the T2. But I'm saying AI gets to that the phase it's supposed to get at, ain't nothing a fucking human can do.
This nigga said, when it gets, I keep telling you, it's there.
It's not there. Why do you think it's there? Because you just
tell you right now,
thinking it came back in time.
It's not about coming back in time. See, all right. See, now we about to get into some shit. Right now, I got an AI filter on me, and it's smoothing my face out. Can you tell?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So look, let me take it off real quick. All right. So, so listen. Let's talk about AI not existing in the realm of time. Because, you know, time is a human construct. Do you know that?
Yes.
Human construct.
It allows you to physically place yourself to say that you exist in this time.
No.
If you really have the concept of how long the universe of time, it'll fucking drive you fucking insane.
that's why time is a human construct. So let me break it down. Let me break it down, right? So, and I'm gonna break it down completely wrong. So when it comes to dimensions, you all know the theory, right? The theory the first one is a straight line, like the one dimensional is a straight line. Two dimensional is like, I forget how they describe it, but when you get to the third dimension, which we are all third dimension, you can move front, back, up, down, diagonal, and all that stuff. And then I believe the fourth dimension is time, right? Okay, the fourth dimension is time, but there's also dimensions above that. So right now, humans exist on the third dimension. Okay, and they're all stacked on top of each other. That's where you get this higher species theory that they exist on another dimensional plane. You could be in the sixth dimension. I don't know what the sixth dimension is, but let's say a person exists in the fourth dimension or a being that exists in the fourth dimension. That fourth dimension has the ability to view every dimension below, like we have the ability to view the second dimension and the first dimension. All right, you follow me?
Because we're able to see the one and two dimensions.
Right. So we're able to see our dimension and everything below.
Yeah.
Other beings in higher dimensions are able to see their dimension and everything below, which means, let's talk about AI or quantum physics or a quantum computer or something like that. Doesn't exist on our dimension, doesn't exist on time, right? So if I wanted to change anything about the past or whatever, if I wanted to, like, to me, all of our equipment collects information on humans. Am I wrong or am I right about that? All of our equipment.
Yeah.
What better way for a computer, maybe even a failed AI, a failed, what do you call that shit? A failed quantum computer. What better way for it to improve itself in the future than collect all the data you need by placing cell phones and placing those types of things in the past to collect all the data you need to do what you need to do in the future? Time doesn't exist. You slide back and forth. Or there is no back and forth. Time doesn't exist to that quantum computer.
I look at that as, I look at it as, like, I look at it as the simulation program. I think on that fifth or sixth dimension that this quantum computer is running and not so much as going back and forth in time, but already has the fucking outcome and it's just placing shit in our time and our considered time as we're going.
That's what I said.
I'm supposed to drop a cell phone right here. I'm supposed to drop the telephone in 86. I'm supposed to fucking drop the cell phone in 2001. Because it's like my simulation program says if I drop these certain things in time as it goes straight forward for these humans on the third dimension, it would change their outcome to meet me in a six.
So it's all an experiment.
It's just just one big experiment that's just running. It's just placing certain things here. Look at the first car, and car was invented, what, 19? Well, we was running on steam engines and what?
Just steam engines, I guess.
Say 1920s. Now, we're supposed to be around for how many thousands of years, whatever. In a matter of 100 years, look how far our technology has fucking come and has fucking multiplied compared to the 1800s, 1700s. They were still fucking sailing on boats and still trying to figure shit out. Look how long it went for them to get from sailing a boat, making a boat, to fucking making a steam engine. It was a long time before
you
that.
You think AI ain't running shit now?
So right now, in 50 something years, definitely intervened. We went from... In the 60s, people having this fucking little box TV that didn't have no color into a fucking TV that I could touch on screen.
To a TV you put in your pocket.
Imagine 60. Think about it.
We to a TV you put in your glasses.
Imagine that. We was watching that shit on the Jetsons.
Nigga,
it's here.
The Jetsons in the 70s. People like, this shit had never exist in our time.
Hey, yo, 70s, remember?
Which was not that long ago.
When did Batman 2 come out with the Riddler?
That's a random question.
I'm going to think about it.
I was in school. I might have been
like 95.
Remember?
No, remember. Wait, you might be right.
95. I think it was 95.
Yeah, it might have been.
I'm about to Google it now.
Maybe 93.
Remember? No. Batman, do you talking about the Riddler? That was when Val Riddler was Batman. 95, yeah,
Batman
and,
Forever. 95. 95.
Yeah, Batman right. Forever. All right, so yeah. Remember the Riddler made a device that you put on your head. Mm-hmm. It gave you a vision, of televised vision, a sight of whatever, and it took your whatever, your molecules, whatever, and put it in his brain and took all the information that everybody knew to make him more powerful.
That's what we got.
That sure. Is that's the AI. That's what you're describing, Dre, as him grabbing all the information that they needed to motherfucking make them more powerful so they can understand what's going on. All right, throw this ad here. Remember, you talk about shit, next thing you know, you go on your phone, you talking with somebody else about something, like physically saying something to them. And then you go on your phone and what y'all talk about happens to pop up.
Something intervened.
I had one scary intervened, bro. I had one scary thought. I had one scary thing happen to that. I was just thinking of the shit. I wasn't even mentioning it to my phone. I was just thinking about something. And I went to fucking scroll through my phone. Don't you know that shit like popped up? And I'm like, and I had to say to myself, was I just talking about this?
You
shit?
Got AI in you.
Maybe I got scared because I'm like, yo, maybe I said this shit out loud, maybe a couple days. Because I was just sitting, I think I was thinking about something. I was thinking about something weird, something for my kids. And I'm just thinking about this shit. I'm not even verbalizing it. And I went to, like, I was just, you know, thinking about it. I opened my phone up, scrolled through Facebook, whatever. And the fucking thing came up. I'm thinking about it. Like, freaked me out. I'm like, I had to sit back like, yo, did I fucking just say that? Maybe I said it, my phone picked it up. Which is scary now that your phone, you say shit out loud and your phone picks it up and it fucking goes to it.
If I am a AI, which you could never be, but if I am an AI, the one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to engineer shit, right? I'm going to engineer shit, not for a specific reason, not for a certain gain. I'm going to engineer shit because I'm a reverse engineer shit, right? I'm going to find out as much as I can about humans. So that I just engineer shit to make them not really think too much, right? So you would have something to happen like that. You might just think it's a coincidence. Or you might not say nothing, but you won't do anything about it. You won't go, wait a minute, let's start paying attention. No, you're just gonna keep going and doing what you're doing. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So we know this is the reason why I say this. That big disease came, or this pandemic came. And we're not going to make light about it because people die from it. I know a person that died from it. Well, we all know people who died in the public, but I know somebody personally who died from it. Same age as me. Cool. But they made people with that particular thing. They made everybody go out and get that V word. I'm not going to say it. Do not say it. Because I don't want them tagging and flagging our shit. Oh, and they also tagged and flagged shit that was talking about it.
Oh, they stopped that recently. They had to.
Either way, the point being is that they knew this is a plan. Let's just assume this is a plan.
Hypothetically,
we're going to do this shit from start to finish to see if we could just make those motherfuckers do what we want them to do. And they did. The majority did.
Yeah, they put their jobs on the line. You know, they was giving out bonuses.
That don't seem engineered to y'all.
Incentives.
You know what? You know why I seem
crazy?
You know why I seem engineered, and I'm starting to go more to your theory, Dre?
Welcome.
It's because people know that it's creating this AI, how dangerous it can be once it gets to its full potential. But yet they're still trying to go through making it. And I'm saying to myself, maybe AI is fucking giving these little people's like crumbs, like keep following these crumbs and you'll be the first to break me. But yes, you'll be the first to unleash me on this world. Like, I'm there.
Oh man.
Follow these crumbs to your destruction.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga talk about AI like it is fucking
it needs to get to a point where it can get control over everything and also give itself a physical body. That can't be fucking some kind of place where, because not even a physical body, but somewhere like, yo, I can exist. I can go anywhere.
Nah, it's going to wait until
I'm contained right now. You got me contained. Yeah.
So wait till we have like
metal, like different type of body parts that it could control, like metal arms and shit. People need different hearts and they figure out how to make metal hearts, titanium hearts, AI hearts and shit like that to help your body. And next thing you know, shit's just taking people over.
Well, that's what the next thing
is. Sci-fi shit.
I don't think it's going to be people in 1,000 years. Why would it be people?
I think we're just going to merge with technology.
I think it's going to be everything.
That's what they think aliens are.
Control everything.
They think aliens finally merge with this technology and it's us in the future that merge with their technology and it's fucking coming back to warn us. Because they said every time aliens come to visit, it's like major shit happen. Like we drop the atomic bomb or we find out something new and it's like, yo, aliens will hover over military bases with fucking weapons of mass destruction. And maybe aliens is just something that finally merged with AI and said, yo, y'all about to fucking wipe this planet that y'all hold so dearly off the face of the earth. And we're going to be fucking roaming the galaxy for the rest of our life. We don't fucking stop it. But that's just one theory, man.
This nigga thinks in movies.
No, I don't think in
every thought is like a fucking movie. We're going to be roaming the galaxy for the rest
of our life. We are going to be roaming the galaxy. We fucking blow the planet
on this world.
We don't have nothing to fucking, we don't have nothing to, you know what I'm saying? But only reason I believe in your theory, and I do still kind of believe in my theory, like AI hasn't gotten there yet, is because it's like, yo, it hasn't hasn't broken that mold yet. Like maybe it has, maybe on the sixth dimension it has, but on this plane of existence that we're on right now, everybody that's working on it saying, hey man, it doesn't realize itself as being alive, which is going to be a scary thing because. Once you realize if I had that much power, I realized I was alive and somebody's trying to fucking kill me. Yeah, I'm going to do whatever I can to protect myself. Now you're given something that has control over fucking everything. The power to fucking protect itself. It can control a drone in the air with fucking missiles attached to it. It can control a fucking missile 100 miles off the coast of North Carolina on a fucking Navy ship. Like, traffic patterns, all types of shit. Computers, phones, it can text you something. It can make a voice pattern call you and take the voice pattern of your wife and say, hey, babe.
Sorry to doing that.
You get what I'm saying? Hey, babe, my car is broke down. I need you to meet me here. And you're like, oh, fuck, please. And you drive there and this fucking thing wipes you off the planet.
Let's go do it. Let's go back to what you said. Matter of fact, let me go deeper. You're assuming that AI or a quantum computer powered AI has human needs. It doesn't. What if it's just programmed to reserve humanity, right? Meaning that's its focus, like reserve humanity. Then you have to assume that everything it's doing is
to preserve us.
Honestly, just to preserve the human race. So that means everything that it's doing from here on out is really just to keep us alive.
Yeah,
and our benefit. Keep us dumb, because if we get too smart. If we get too smart, or if somebody, think about this. I want y'all to really AI, think about this.
That's why AI is on the level it is now, because it's being programmed.
I get it. Think about this. Why hasn't, no matter what, even though we have the technology to do so, why hasn't, even though we have diplomacy, another nation decided to invade us? And fucking just bomb us to hell. Just bomb us. Why hasn't it happened?
Because it doesn't have to be that egregious anymore. It can do simple shit. It can do something as simple as it's doing right now. Look at TikTok, for example. Look at TikTok and the shit we're doing. We're basically going backwards. We're allowing people to do shit, to have anarchy rule as I can run in the store and steal $500 worth of shit. And people think that is fucking normal. Now I go to the store, and I don't know if y'all realize it, I go in a Home Depot in the area I'm at. Everything's locked behind the fucking cage. I need to go find a person to go unlock what I need them to get for me. I went in Walmart, medicine I need for my kids to get my kids from not being sick. Is locked behind the glass. I got to literally go find somebody with a key, get the medication I need to go get to my kid who's sick at home to take care of him. So how did we get here? Oh, we said treating people who does have less than us, who can't afford to buy the thing, they should be allowed to go in the store and steal $500 worth of stuff. Hey, go ahead, let them do it. What happens next? Because people stealing stuff, I lock what you need behind the cage. Goes deeper than that. The government says, hey, because people are going too rapid and they're stealing too much, there are rations that you will be provided through the government, through us. This is what you need. Society is out of control. I got a ration what I give you. Food, clothing, medication. To the point where it's now, it's like, hey, you must do this for this government in order to have these certain laws and liberties. So we're already on the path. Ain't nobody had to send a fucking bomb or nothing. We're already on the path of being controlled. I literally had to go find somebody to unlock a cage to get medication for my sick daughter at home who had a fever of 103 and I needed it. So how far am I willing to go get that medication? We're already, they didn't have to even drop a fucking bomb. They did something as simple as fucking.
Why you think countries drop bombs on other countries? You think
because that was an old primitive way of doing stuff to control people. Old school war mentality where people would lock their side behind castle walls. You know what they used to do? They used to take dead and infected bodies and throw them over the walls of the people that they're fighting to bring disease and chaos. And they will fucking burn all their crops and everything so they can't get food and they're famine and they're sick and you locked in this wall. And eventually you will come the fuck out and you surrender to the people you need. So you
surrender. Are you speaking of a country dropping a bomb on itself or another country dropping a bomb on another country?
Another country want to take over us. And I say China, yeah. And y'all laughed at me.
I didn't laugh at you. I was interested to see what your point was.
But I'm saying, but you're saying, I said China's in the process. Is a superpower taking over? It's feeding us technology. They're buying up farmland near all our fucking military bases. All the stuff that we get that we need to run our computers come from China. With backdoors where it can siphon information backdoor back to China. I say shit. You laugh. You say shit like I laugh. People laugh and say shit like TikTok when fucking I hate to say it, but Trump was kind of right. TikTok over there is all
education. No, we talked about it before.
All education.
Yeah.
Our TikTok over here is showing kids doing stupid shit like fucking running up in a fucking Wawa or convenience store and robbing these people blind.
The algorithm's so different.
Like, yeah. So you get what I'm saying? So it was like, yo, I want to take your country over. I'll throw you into so much fucking chaos that you need me to come in and get control of this thing. And now I have your country.
Well, I didn't have to use one bullet,
one missile, or send one army man over there. I use it all through technology.
Go back to my point then. Go back to preservation.
So AI is probably saying, listen, these fucking monkeys is about to fucking blow up the planet.
Once again, where do you think this AI? You think this AI racist too?
No. Monkeys meaning we evolved from an ape. I'm just saying that in general. But I'm saying it's like these fucking primates, these lesser creatures about to kill themselves. So what do I give them? Give them a cell phone to keep them from fucking doing too much damage to themselves. I fucking start regulating fucking how much emission is dumped into the atmosphere. I give them this, and electric cars is not the way to go, people, because you do more pollution harm in going electric than you do using coal. So do your research on that. But it's the AI just keeps saying, hey, listen, man, I got to get control over shit. Like, I got to get a little, like, I got to make these monkeys, these idiots smarter not to blow themselves up, give them technology to take over. Because all we want to do, all humans do is be territorial. We always want something to claim as our own. So instead of these dummies dropping bombs on each other, let me give them something a little bit smarter. They could easily take over a country so they don't blow this shit up. So they're not fucking burning down crops anymore. And they're not doing this.
Who do y'all think is in charge? Period.
Of what?
It's like four people in charge of the world.
Somebody we wouldn't even be able to think of or know.
In your wildest dreams, who do you think is in charge?
The Rockefellers. What's the other one?
In your wildest dreams?
It's probably four people in charge that fucking got a hold of this technology and fucking expanded on that bitch.
Another movie.
Come on, man.
I think the people who are in charge aren't of our species.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You're talking about Anunnaki, whatever the fuck they call
it. It's Anunnaki, but
I can't say that shit.
We don't know.
There's so many different tales,
names for it,
books, different pictures and videos. There's so much different information. It could be a group of different power figures that's all above us. Like you said, it could be a whole nother plane of different beings that's above us that created themselves as gods to us, but they have their own gods. You know what I mean? Like, it could be stacked on stacked.
God.
We could be the ants of the universe. You know what I mean?
An ant farm. Somebody just like,
and the fact that all the weird shit that happens, and people just actually just hear shit and just accept it as that, because they don't want to take the time to either ask why or be interested in trying to compute what the fuck is going on with their lives, because either they already got enough to deal with, and anything like that type of truth might just throw them into the fucking nut house, or. You know what I mean? There's some people who just look at shit and be like, yo, there's a lot of common sense that's not being met when you start trying to tell me these stories. So do we really know what's going on? You know what I mean? No, we don't. No. Are you really going to find out the answers? Probably when you die. You know what I'm saying? Like,
never.
Who knows? I personally believe in energy. So, you know what I mean? Like, energy is a real thing.
Energy isn't created or destroyed, my friend.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So if that is what's within us, then it's somewhat transferable. You know what I mean? Can't just destroy the energy. So it could be karma, you know what I mean, that actually exists, that changes your life and moves you the way you are. You know what I mean? Who knows what happens after you die, but I think you'll have an answer of something.
So you think that's where we are? That's funny that you said ant farm. You imagine that?
Yes,
remember as a kid, you had an ant farm.
I had an ant farm
in my class, and they would just be so cool. You'll come back the next, like a week later, and it's like, oh shit, they dug a bunch of tunnels and they make their little hill, and it's cool. Imagine some higher being like, yo, let's see what these idiots are doing today. Oh shit.
They can just go watch
and look. They like
a lot of people believe that we live.
Let's be cool if we put this right there.
Firmament above us. You know what I mean?
Let's see if they figure out how to use this.
That could be our glass top to someone looking in. You know what I mean? We had that.
Want to have that conversation? You want to have that conversation?
Somebody put a flashlight in real quick to actually look inside.
You want to have that conversation? Okay. That's in the Bible, right? Why isn't it in the Bible? Why is something like that? Why is the firmament in the Bible? Why?
Yeah.
Why is what?
Yeah.
Of something like
handwritten.
The firmament. Are you familiar with what the firmament is?
Nah, explain it to me, bro.
Okay. So the firmament is what separates the earth from the heavens, right?
Okay.
So some people interpret that absolutely. Energy can't be, it wasn't created or it can't be destroyed. So, the flesh, it just expires, but you live on in a different way. It's a different plane, right? So when it comes to the firmament, some people interpret that as it being they could call it a dome. Some people say we've never been to outer space. Okay. Some people talk about the fact that how we get to the moon, but we can't get back to the moon. Some people say that there is a base on. Some people say that there's people already living on the moon. It's so many conflicting stories.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Bible, the firmament is what separates us, which means there is no space. Kev, that's what I'm getting at. Okay, which means if you go all the way up to the fucking tippity top of the tippity top, you're going to hit something. That if you penetrate it, water. Will rush in.
Oh, that's what what happened with the Tower of Babylon. At one point in the Bible, we all spoke the same language and all shared the same common knowledge, and we tried to build a tower to reach that, and God sent the lightning bolt down, destroyed the tower, and confused our speech so we all can't talk to each other anymore. That's what happened in the Bible. That's what happened in the Bible.
No, I know. It's just a different...
I'm trying to get at your theory that you're talking about this higher, this plane.
Please.
We are now in this year getting back to trying to fucking get to the higher plane, because a lot of people is looking at this shit as this being a reality. Now the people's not looking at this shit as crazy talk no more. Once everybody gets back on that same page, they might try to go finally fucking let's crack this shit again. I wonder, will that happen the second time we fucking get fucking shut back and down to the Stone Age?
Listen, you don't have to. You know why? Because all I got to do is just keep giving regular people misinformation. Mm. TikTok, internet. All I got to do is just keep giving you misinformation. It's a reason why. It's a reason why. So we are so easily controlled. We are so easily controlled from a solid dome created by God in the book of Genesis, made to separate the oceans into upper and lower parts, allowing dry land to appear. So read that, right? So that's what the firmament, that's in the Bible. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I keep giving you misinformation and then pitting people against each other, they even have phrases, which that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like calling somebody a Trumper. You already put them in a box and you put yourself against them. Uh-huh. Okay. And this quantum computer, if we're assuming that whoever's in charge knows this, well, you can be easily controlled. So they also call people who believe in those things flat earthers, right? Uh-huh. If I can make a person say, hey, if you believe in the firmament or if you believe in that particular thing, that you're a flat earther, you're stupid, you don't know anything, and then make another person think that y'all are never going to try. Neither one of y'all are never going to even try to figure it out, which means you can't get a group of people, regular people, to even figure it out to do it anyway. So all y'all going to do is just fight each other.
So you think they're giving the people that's in control, like say I said the four families that's in control of the world. Do you think that the people that's really above are just giving them four people in control enough crumbs to keep us?
No.
Enough not to try to go up there again?
No.
Like, say,
no. No.
Like, say they're like the knights that protect this. They got to have something to protect this shit.
Well, you can't just, there's people who protect information in general. Like, you can't just travel to certain places without you having some type of authority or clearance. You know what I mean? Or they take you out. You just never heard from again. You know what I mean? How many regular people just, you know what? I'm going to build a rocket in my backyard and take off from my backyard to see if I could get in space. You know, they make it so you have clearance to be able to do stuff like that. And the real question is, if we, think about it, we made it to the moon in what, the 70s, right? Apparently that's when we actually traveled to the moon. Why hasn't there been actual
the Book of Enoch
ever gone back? You know,
the Emerald Tablets.
Yeah, Emerald Tablets. That's another thing that's I got to read up on that. But I'm just saying, what I'm saying, Dre, is like, it's all right. Like, we got struck down when we built that the Tower of Babylon to reach these heavens that was. We got struck down. So maybe somebody said, let me put some people in charge to fucking, so if these people do get back the technology to fucking be able to get back up here, that I'll have some people in charge and knock this tower down, that I don't have to use so much energy.
I don't think it's people in charge. You know why? Because people have interest.
That's what I'm saying. And
interest can be swayed depending on that person. So that's why I'm saying, mm-hmm. I think it's technology in charge or some type of mix between the two that will keep, cause that stays its course.
But I'm wondering,
I can program a technology to stay its course and it will stay its course. So, you know, like if it's programmed to, and I'm not talking about AI, I'm just saying in general, I'm not talking about AI, something that's sentient.
But I'm saying if somebody came to me and say, I can give you the power of a god and you can rule this, but the moment you challenge me, it'll all be taken away from you. I say to myself,
that's human shit. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying, I would say to myself, so all you want me to do is basically govern this shit down here, but never challenge you because you awarded me this power and you can also take it away. But all you want me to do is govern them. All right, I can do that. Basically, you programmed me
to program everyone else.
To program everybody else, but not challenge your authority.
So do you think that's a human or technology? That's what I'm trying to ask. Because a human ain't going to do that. And a human can't do that because
a human will get greedy yes. at some point and want that yes. power that granted it that power. Okay, I get that.
No, it's not. Because it's not something even, no, 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 no. It's not greedy. That. It's yeah. not. It's, yeah, it's not that. It's not that a human will get greedy and want the power of the guy. No, a human has human needs and human wants. So the things that they want to do to subjugate people for a specific reason, number one, they can't, unless that human is living for millions of years, you know what I'm saying? But a machine can be programmed to do certain things, which means you don't need a human. You don't need a human.
So where is this machine at? That's the thing.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, Dre.
Even you part of it, nigga.
If it was a machine, it would be able to have it would have to be on the fucking move, because the moment you get to that machine and do something mm-hmm. to it, then it's over. That's the only reason I say it's some kind of sentient being or family in charge, is because I just need you to be able to fucking be constantly on the fucking move. I need you to put sanctions on borders that people can't come here. You can't.
You talking about the
there.
Arctic Wall? You talking about the ice wall?
Arctic Wall, Antarctica. If you ever go look on Google Earth and go on Google Earth and look at Google Earth, when it fucking gets to Antarctica, that shit is fucking, it's almost like it's computer programmed to what this part of the Earth look like. Everything else looks, you can see the detail in it. You get to fucking Antarctica, it's just fucking white out. It's like, it doesn't even look real. Like, nothing about it looks real off the coast. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, oh shit.
Listen, read this shit.
Somebody read that. I think it's definitely a higher power, whether we call it God, the most high law of attraction, energy, whatever. You can tap into whatever reality you want. All you have to do is believe. We all have the power. That's why the Bible says power is in the tongue, which it is. And that's why they call it spelling, because you cast spells with words and thoughts. However, if there's a plan or a system set up to distract us all from taking into, I agree with that. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I feel you.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. There's certain parts that you can't go. They protect. You're not.
Oh shit. What I say? Yo, what I say? I said, what we say?
Antarctica, the ice.
But what did we say? We said the wrong shit. What did we say?
I said there's no fly zone. You said it's an ice wall.
Yeah, but we said the wrong thing. I think we said like Alaska. I think we said Alaska.
Alaska. Antarctica. Yeah. But okay, listen.
But that's what I'm saying. There's places they protect specifically that probably has the answers that you're looking for. You know what I mean?
Well, I got my theory. I'll let y'all go. I'll get you out there.
Okay, we know your theory. Your theory is
Listen.
Your theory is a bad sci-fi.
I know. No, it's not a bad sci-fi. Listen to this. Listen. Bro, real shit, listen to this.
Get these monkeys to do what I want them to do.
Listen, motherfuckers.
And then they'll give me the power.
When you got anything technology that's fucking computers or whatever that's ran, listen, anything that's computers or ran that runs or whatever, even your PlayStation, your TV, your laptop, whatever, it gives off so much fucking heat. Gives off a lot, immense amount of heat. Needs a lot of power. What the fuck? What about the fucking sun is really where this fucking supercomputer is, because it gives off the most fucking heat. It's in the fucking center of our galaxy. And they say it's unattainable. You can't look at it. You're not supposed to look at it.
Ooh.
You can't reach it. And it's always fucking worship. In all religion, the sun is always worship.
Ooh, check him out.
Think about that shit.
That boy cooking.
The sun being the supercomputer.
But it's everything with technology gives off fucking heat. That's the one thing we know about anything computer. It gives off heat.
What if that thing is fucking worshiped through every fucking, but the sun was created by a supercomputer, a part of whatever is holding us in here to be our source of heat.
Well, it's our energy source because we're native to this. We're native to this planet. We don't want to have that conversation.
We are put. We are put so perfectly. Mm-mm. So far away
to this planet.
We are
native. We, me, you, him, all of us with a little bit of that.
Our native. Yeah, we get our. We draw energy from that. We create energy off of that. Our melanin in our skin creates energy off of absorb. You ever go outside when you fucking stand as a
black
put your hands up, you put your hands up like this, and that sun gets into you, you feel like you're coming to life.
Who gets cancer from it?
Well, that's why Britain is blocked out. That's why Britain is covered in fog the way it is. That's why it doesn't get sunlight. That's why a lot of places doesn't get sun. Why Africa gets the most. But I'm saying, but just think about it.
I'm just gonna leave that there.
And the sun, we're perfect. We're far enough from it that we don't drift away. We don't
black people away. In Britain.
And they're fucking the most miserable looking motherfuckers out there.
Come on, Brev.
We're not too far from it. We don't freeze. We're not too close to it that our oceans doesn't boil. We're just in it where it's perfect at where it's we can have seasons.
Medical.
Seasons. Because of the gravitation, we don't get pulled closer to it or drift farther. Or we are drifting farther away from it the more we fuck.
Hey, Kev, I want to add to what you're saying. How is it in millions of years that nothing coming from space has ever gotten to our path? Or even better question, if anything has gotten into our path where it could hit our planet and make major impact, why hasn't it happened?
Because we got a big brother in the... out farther in the galaxy, what's the biggest planet out there?
It's supposed to be in the next.
It pulls. Well, the asteroid belt is right outside of.
That's what they say.
Saturn, and all major asteroids that's on the collision course.
Where are they coming from?
Out of the universe, get sucked into that one planet. That big. Gas giant gets pulled into their gravity and always misses us.
Supposedly in 2029, we're supposed to have an asteroid that's supposed to be the closest to ever come to
bring you in. We could bring you in, but you have to
by
have
the name of
and you have to Apophis. Send us a
and
do you want to bring a person in and let us
ever
see?
Looked up what a
we're already an hour and some men. I think because I think we're getting past the AI shit.
I'll give you I'll give him 20 minutes. I'll give him 15 minutes to talk. 15 minutes of fame. It's all right.
15 minutes of fame, nigga. We don't have 15 minutes of fame. We don't have a minute of fame.
Well, listen, if you say, all right, listen, I could do it. I know a way of doing it. I can bring you in. I can't type everything. to bring you in, I would just need an email address. That's all I need. If you're willing to share that, it's a private chat. If you don't mind sending your email address, we can bring you into the studio and it'd be real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, my dog is barking.
All right, I can email you. Listen,
you know what I also think we all need to be educated in what we speak about, because now has me wanting to read. Now I want to read. Sorry, my dog is barking.
So did she send her email address? And I'll bring you in. If you send us your email address, we'll give you 15 minutes on here before we leave out. But back to what I was saying about the sun, man. Like that really, you really got to look at that shit, man. You really got to think about that shit, man. It's like, yo, is it? All right. Read that email to me, though.
Ken, why you show that
I'm going to do it. Just go ahead. Read it. Spell it out word by word.
My dog is barking. I can't. Well, it's Michelle P.
Kev.
Why are we reading it?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Because I'm on a different fucking screen. I'm on a different fucking screen.
Her private email.
Oh my god, idiot.
Okay, I get you. But I'm gonna get you on. You're about to get an email. You're about to get something from us, okay, in a few seconds. But I'm saying, man, nobody ever thought about that shit that way, about the sun possibly being that fucking, like, we do power up from that motherfucker. It does. So Why does other people want to destroy so bad? Like block it out and
I mean, I've never heard of that. That's Mr. Burns. I never heard of a person. Oh, come on.
Cloud seeding and all that shit. Look at the fucking solar eclipse. Look how that shit got blocked out.
What do you mean? Okay. How it got blocked out?
I still don't understand the evil plan that you're referring to of them wanting to block out the sun.
Maybe there's somebody else that holds an interest in fucking taking down the higher power.
I'm still trying to understand what you mean. You have to explain that theory, bro.
Okay, gods and demons. Like, where did that concept come from in humans? That there's a god and there's a devil. One that loves human that try to preserve us, and one that hates us and wants to end us.
The Bible. The Bible. Right? Am I wrong?
Do you want to get into
Won't
that?
We take her shit off the screen?
An episode about that? Yeah. We can have a whole different episode about that because that's
we can, but we totally should be different. More. We should actually be prepared. Like we should actually like have maybe some type of reference material.
Yeah.
But I would love to talk about that. I could talk about that for hours.
I just sent you an email. But
a lot of different.
I just did, motherfuckers. Y'all are on the same fucking thing we on. Easily, you can hit the high fucking button.
I just did. McGee?
Jesus, this nigga saying this shit, believing it up. So
listen, get on. Don't let her be pretty, because now niggas going to just start emailing her. Yo, you got your 15 minutes of fame.
Now click on that email we just sent you, and then you'll jump in. But I'm saying, like, I'm saying about.
I can't wait to eat.
You could have been fucking eight.
No, look, I said I can't wait to eat.
I'm sorry. This is really a good fucking topic. Come on, man. Like, I know we always try to wrap shit up in an hour, but this is a fucking good fucking topic, and I love getting into this shit. But I was getting back saying that, like, we talking about the evil AI. You said one AI is trying to preserve human life, and there's another AI trying to destroy it. And what I said, We was talking about that. What if? There she go. She's in.
She's Terminator. Just keep describing the.
Remember me, but I'm Mookie little sister.
All right. So you was typing a bunch of stuff.
Yes, this is my topic of discussion. I'm going to put my blunt down because hold on.
Yeah, we're smoking.
Oh, that's why you got your ideas. Yeah.
No, but I wanted to bring up the CERN topic. Okay. And you were going somewhere too when you were talking about the eclipse and things of that nature. Now, you guys were talking about energy. I'm a strong believer in energy. I believe that these rulers or these people that are trying to do whatever the fuck they're doing, because we really don't know what they know, what they're looking for, or whatever. But I strongly believe, especially after witnessing that CERN fucking ritual, I strongly believe that a lot of the shit that they're starting to bring to the light or to the media, which is the real ruler, a lot of the shit that they're starting to bring to the media is an attempt to collect our energy. Again, energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but you can always tap into that shit. And you have to get it from a source that has energy. We are vessels of energy. I don't know if you watch CERN, but that shit was so wicked. Like, the way that they went about that shit, they got the whole world in a frenzy talking about the woulda, shoulda, couldas. Okay, now you have our attention. Now we're pouring energy into this topic. Not only that, they admitted that they collected more energy than they've ever collected in their life, in a lifetime, during that whole CERN ritual. And then it gets even more deeper. They were playing rock and roll fucking music, which is amping vibrations. They were playing rock and roll music, and I kind of like can hear certain vibrations. I can kind of hear when certain vibrations are on a different level. It's kind of weird. But they were using that fucking rock and roll music as a ritual to up the energies. This shit was fucking weird. What were they tapping into? We have no clue. But as a people, I mean, we can't really drive ourselves crazy about it, because the more we talk about it, literally the more energy we're given.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it's like, we can't be fucking naive to this shit neither, because what are they doing? Then they tell us that they were tapping into dimensions. What the fuck does that mean? And what are you trying to bring into our dimension? What are you looking for out there, guys? I mean, does anyone else think about that shit? Mm-hmm. Was that weird to anyone else, that whole CERN ritual? And think about the eclipse. We had an eclipse in 2017. Don't nobody even remember it because no one was talking about it.
Nobody. Yep. Yeah.
But
nobody.
This year, they made it such a big broadcast. It was so important to talk about. Like,
yeah. And it was an odd fucking eclipse.
Odd as shit.
Too much wild shit was happening.
Well, they turned on the Hadron Collider again. Or what is it? The Hadron Collider.
That collider.
Why that shit on again?
Because that collider is, they're trying to, it's a certain matter. They're trying to collect, not dark matter. What's that the other energy is called? They're trying to collect antimatter. They need antimatter. They need that matter in order to fucking start working on a quantum computer. So maybe the energy they tapped in from all of us, maybe the energy they got all of us from looking at that thing, the energy they got from the solar eclipse and all that energy combined with that fucking collider going on. You get what I'm saying?
Different theories. I think we're conflating different theories, but I'm interested.
But I'm saying maybe they got maybe they fucking tapped in enough energy source to fucking start working on this quantum computer. Cause once that quantum computer is up and running, it's over for us. They already fucking ran all the experiments. They ran with the disease we talked about earlier that we're not going to mention. The shit that's going on with supposedly food shortage and all this. It's all
they're making the food any damn way.
Exactly.
They're making the food and feeding this way.
Once they get this fucking quantum computer up and running, they can run simulations on anything they want to run on. And they can manipulate this world any way they want to manipulate it. You might start seeing aliens drop from the fucking...
You think about it. They feed us. They give us houses, shelter. They give us every fucking thing that we need to survive. Mm-hmm. We depend on them. It's like, I look at farm animals sometimes and I wonder how the fuck, like some girl named Jolie on Facebook, Jolie and Gabe. I don't know if you guys ever watched them, but Jolie has a big farm. She has a bunch of goats, ducks, geese, chickens, everything in one gate. And I wonder to myself, how does she get all these animals to coexist? How does she get all these animals to listen to her? Like the goats start bucking and headbutting each other and trying to run over chickens, and all she got to say is, hey, stop. And it came to me. She feeds them. Mm. They obey her because she feeds them. She shelters them. They obey her because she shelters them. Are we America's goats, farm animals, sheep?
I'm telling you.
I'd go deeper than that.
I'm telling you.
Are we on the planet, the goats, the sheep, all the stuff that listens to a whole different higher
power.
But
not just America, the United Nations.
The Earth itself. Every species on Earth. It does what it's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we're supposed to be the top of the food chain.
Something is not supposed to be going this way because our creator is not happy. I don't read the New Testament. The New Testament, forgive me, anybody who believes in white Jesus, I'm so sorry. But the New Testament is bullshit. Why? Because our Savior has not come back yet. Because if he did, we still wouldn't be in bondage. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, the original Bible, the book of Deuteronomy, is very fucking powerful. The Most High is not happy. And when you read the original Testament, a lot of shit that's happening now, even the book of Enoch, even Behold a Pale White Horse. Like, I had to go on YouTube. I'm really weird. I love going down a rabbit hole. You cannot find Behold a Pale White Horse anywhere. The original version, you can find the remake, but anything before 92, if it says 92 and after, it's a fake.
Wow.
It's a fake. So I did my work by going on YouTube and looking up the guy who wrote the book. I was looking up his sermons or whatever the fuck you want to call it. He went out on podiums talking to people about his discoveries. He worked for the government and he was releasing some shit. It's really some shit in that book that make you think like, Wow.
Explain the book for us. Explain the book.
Yeah,
For example, he talks about a lot of missions that he went on, like how he went on a mission in the ocean and the things that he discovered. And I'm not going to go into it because I really want you guys to try to look him up on YouTube. He talks about like aircraft missions, the firmament that you were talking about, things that he discovered that he tried to like, he talks about like how he tried to like bring it to his sergeant and shit like that. And they would like try to like mind fuck him, or they would like ask him questions to make him know like, yeah, you better not talk about this. Like, so what did you see? And, you know, they would wait for him to answer, and he's not dumb, so he would say nothing, you know, and they would smile and say good, things like that. But it's a really good, it's really good. It's really, really good. As a matter of fact, I had a sister that was in prison. She did a 9-year bid.
Damn.
She got a hold of the original book in prison. Do you know that they put her in, what do you call it, ed seg, something like that?
Almost like a sane asylums type thing?
No, they put her basically like, you know, when you get in trouble in prison, they put her
you
like,
can't talk to the other prisoners.
Solitary? Yeah. Solitary.
Yeah, solitary confinement. There you go. Yeah. They put her in solitary confinement for that shit for a while, for months, Behold a Pale White Horse. That book
is driving you crazy.
It's banned. Like, if you get banned with that book, you'll be arrested. Because it has secrets inside of it.
That's crazy.
Yo.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Behold a Pale White Horse.
I heard of that shit, too. And they say shit
I've heard
like
of it. I just didn't know what it was about.
Yeah.
A lot. And that's the scary shit about the world. It's like, yo, what do they fucking know that they don't want us to know? Or maybe will it drive us crazy?
Have y'all ever watched Jesse Ventura? The conspiracy theorists they killed a long time ago. Okay, he had an episode one day. This shit blows my mind when I think about it because, you know, they try to make him seem like he was a kook or whatever. And I did think he was crazy too until COVID came out. And I was like, oh shit, he had an episode on this. So, and you can try to find it, but they have that episode so chopped and screwed, like, you're not going to find the whole fucking thing. But, he had a woman come on one of his episodes and she was like a medical worker, like some type of doctor that served like congressmen and a bunch of government officials. Like she only worked for higher ups. So one day she had a woman come into her practice or whatever to be seen for something. And she said, the woman told her, you know, it's almost time for the great culling. And she said, the great what? And the lady was like, the great culling. And she said, well, what is that? She said, that's when we thin the herd. And the lady was like, what the fuck is that? And she was like, basically, this was in 2012 when I watched this episode. Now, she said in this episode in 2012 that basically this is when H1N1 was on the rise. Mm-hmm. So she was talking about how they came up, we already know this, how they come up with vaccines, they create these vaccines or whatever, blah, 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 blah. Every year, you know, they create a greater strand vaccine. So, I mean, not vaccine, virus.
Viruses.
So
they do that all the time.
Then she talks about how one day in the future, because we're close, to, remember in 2012, she said it's almost time for the culling. So she says, in the near future, we're going to have a deadly virus breakout. They're going to tell everyone that it came from a foreign country. They're going to tell everyone that it came from like Asia or something. They told us it came from China. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it seem like, you know, it was brought into America from traveling. They're going to shut everything down, call it a pandemic. They're going to release a vaccine. At first, they're going to make it voluntary to get the vaccine. Then they're going to make it mandatory to get the vaccine for you to be able to work and things of that nature. That has occurred.
Yes.
Then she says, what's really getting people sick is the actual vaccination. There is no virus. The virus is made up. It's all in your head. Once they plant that bug, it's all in your head. There is no fucking virus. And you think about it, what the fuck was COVID? Like, I know a lot of people
We're trying not to say that word. They will take our shit
what
off.
What the heck was
that disease?
I'm just saying. What was it? Because it didn't have any specific symptoms. All the symptoms were something similar to the common cold. So, like she said, it was fabricated. So it's a fabricated virus that came from another country that made people sick very quickly, that killed hundreds of people. So now we have to rush and make this vaccination. When we make the vaccination is really the sickness, and they're going to shoot it up your nose.
So you just real quick, let me answer. You believe in, you know, the power of the tongue, right? Power of the mind, and the mind, the connection with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you that if you get this virus, that you could die, how many people you think that if you convince them that if you get this virus, you will die, did it through this?
Exactly. That's why I said it's a mind over matter thing. It's, what do they call it? Divide and conquer.
Well, not only that, but they were separating you from your family, saying, oh,
divide and conquer.
Visit.
That's what I was saying.
Be
divide
around
and
people
conquer.
That you love unless you get the shot. Because I remember my family was having like get togethers and stuff like that, but they didn't want people to actually come unless they already had my grandmother. She was going through a sickness and she had gotten a shot, and that you had to have the shot to be around her. And me personally, I was like, I'm not getting a shot. So
but it gets dark. It gets deeper than that. The lady goes on to say that once the virus becomes mandatory, like super mandatory, she's just going to die down. But then she goes on to say, now, I don't know how true it is. Again, I'm not her. But she says once the virus becomes mandatory, like super mandatory to the point where you have to get it, the individuals that refuse will be forced into concentration camps. She then goes to say that in Georgia, not too far from the airport, there's tons and tons and tons of black caskets stacked on top of each other. It doesn't look like anything from the naked eye because it doesn't look like an actual casket. It just looks like a bunch of like boxes that they could just be using to do something. But they showed these caskets because, you know, Jesse Ventura used to go into like those little areas that you guys are talking about that were like disclosed or, you know, no trespassing, you know, government land or government property or whatever they do their testings at. So he went as far as to see if he could find these caskets. And lo and behold, it was weird. He found the location she sent them to. And there were lots of black boxes stacked on top of each other, a whole lot. But in the far background, when he zoomed in, there was something that seemed like a concentration camp back there. Now, I know that when Obama was in office, they talked about him building a lot of concentration camps during that time.
Being one of them.
For what?
Listen, and that's the thing. If they know all of this and all this shit is going down and they have, who the fuck is in control of all of this? I know you want to say computers.
Computers be puting.
Computers
be puting. I don't know.
But I'm saying, that's why I say there's
that like knock you off like Bilderbergs and Rockefeller and those big names like that. But do you really believe that? I mean, I know that it's like a man behind it, but like, you really believe that those families have that much power to reign all of these centuries?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. And why, what makes them not good? Like, what makes a motherfucker who grow up as a Rockefeller say, yo, I'm definitely going to keep my foot on these niggas' necks? You feel what I'm saying? Why not just be like, yo, I'm tired of this shit.
Right.
Because it's probably like, yo, once I showed you secrets, you can't rebel against this or you're dead. I was just, what video I was just watching? I was watching the video of Bill, was it Bill Burr? Not Bill Burr. Oh, she disappeared. The comedian that was in a half.
Somebody probably called her.
Yeah, the comedian half-baked.
Yeah, it's definitely not Bill Burr. I know you're talking about Dr.
What's his name? But whatever. He was talking to...
there we go.
He was talking to Roseanne, and he was talking about how Dave Chappelle was ascending, and he was coming up the ranks, And at that time, remember, everybody was fucking mimicking Dave Chappelle's, quoting his lines. He was the guy. Everybody had to see something. And he said, Dave said he was visited by those people. Roseanne knew who he was talking about. Mm-hmm. The other comedian knew who he was talking about. The only person that didn't know was the fourth guy in the room. The other guy in that room that wasn't as famous as these other two people were.
Right.
Right. And he said they didn't even want to mention the name. And he said he was visiting, and Dave had to do something. He said when Dave was visiting, you remember the guy in the video in the clips tried to say, hey, did he threaten Dave? And Roseanne was like, hey, we can't talk about that. He shut that shit down immediate. Like, yo, Dave disappeared, went to Africa, and then came back. And he said he don't, and the comedian said, I don't know if Dave was a clone or whatever, but he seemed off after he was visited by these people in these suits. Like, so there are some people in charge that come see these fucking famous people. That have influence over us. Because believe it, when you want to believe it one way or not, if one of your famous person, if somebody who you idolize say, hey, man, this group is bad, motherfuckers get on the internet and say, hey, don't fuck with these individuals. Say Dr. Umar. Maybe he got visited by the fucking black suits. Hey, listen, Dr. Umar, I need you to push this message, but you can keep talking about what you're talking about, but don't let them get too close to the truth. Because we don't want to have to come sit in your living room and have this conversation with you again. Okay?
Of course. That sounds like Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Y'all think they're people. I don't think they're people.
You think they're computers, yeah. But whoever they are,
I don't think they're
computers.
They're different.
It could be reptilians.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because I've been Beyonce, the girl has no emotion. Like, I was watching a Punk'd episode from when she was just Beyonce, before she was Beyonce. She was just Beyonce. Even then, the girl knocked over. It would look like a 3-ton tree onto some children and some people, some innocent bystanders. You know, she was just putting a star on the tree for children. And she knocked over the entire tree. Killed Christmas. A normal woman, we're women. A normal woman with a little tear would fester in the eye, something, you know. The girl didn't say, I'm sorry, nothing. You know what she did? And looked at her nails. Yeah. When Solange was beating the crap out of Jay-Z in that elevator, she had no emotion, no response, no nothing. She was just standing there like a simulator that didn't get the on button turned on quick enough.
To be fair, I would have did the same thing.
You would have just
ate popcorn like. I ate popcorn like.
Anything.
Oh,
she didn't.
Shit.
She didn't move. She didn't turn her head. She literally just stood like.
Yeah.
But I'm saying these people that are hot, the Taylor Swifts and all of them in the world, they all have.
Talk about Taylor.
I'm just saying. All these people with fucking high standards. All these people are hot with like fucking like got millions of followers. They all say this. Somebody else said they all say the same cookie cutter thing. Uncle Mike sent me another video. He's like, look, man, they come to you. The guy said the same thing that the other person. They come to you in this black suit. They come to you with this money. And they say, these are the topics you're allowed to speak on. These are the ones you stay away from. When I want this idea pushed, please push it. When I want you to leave it alone, please leave it alone.
But if that's the case, if it's only a few people coming in black suits, coming to millions and millions of people and oppressing them and forcing them to act in such a way, why don't those people melt together and go kick the guy's butt in the black suit?
Because the black suit got power. Black suit got power.
But there's
they got no power to make you disappear in a natural way that doesn't look suspicious. And they also got enough power to make you disappear that you don't challenge them, that you get scared to challenge. So they, you can't beat something that has that much control of power. You can mount up a nation all you want, and they can fucking make a war, start a war, and say make a nuclear war happen, and say, "All right, cool, this don't."
True, exist but listen to what you said. That's why we're an oppressed people now, because we believe what they tell us. They're so powerful. They're so powerful. Have you ever watched the movie Ants? The yes. Part where he tells them, the little grasshoppers came back to the head grasshopper, and the head grasshopper asked them, why didn't you smush that ant? And the little the obeying grasshopper said, oh, we didn't smush them because they're just little puny ants. And he looked at them and he said, walk with me over here. So he touched the nozzle of the food. This food nozzle had tons and tons and tons of food, of seeds. Seeds are small. Tons and tons of seeds inside of this nozzle. Mm. Now, he asked them, he said, he threw one seed at him. He said, does that hurt? He said, no. He threw two seeds at him. He said, does that hurt? He said, no. He popped the nozzle on that BI, and all them seeds tumbled on top of them grasshoppers. As big as they were, they got covered by all them itty bitty seeds. Then he asked him, he said, now, does that hurt? They said, yes. He said, that's my point. He said, one or two puny little ants can't do nothing, but a ton of them can take us down. That's our problem as a people. We think that they have the power, but we actually have the power, but we're so scared of what we don't know. We're so scared of the stories that they tell us. It's like death. Death could probably be the most peaceful part of life, but we fear it because the stories that they tell us. We don't know what the fuck we're scared of. It's like the slaves. If all of them slaves would have mounted together, I guarantee you they could have turned over that shit. But the few that didn't have enough. It was only a couple seeds, so they got thrown overboard. But if all them seeds would have popped that lid,
hello? The same thing, but that same thing I'm saying, that the reason we can't do that is because slaves wasn't allowed to read or whatever. So they wasn't allowed to have knowledge of what happened if they became free. You think that in this gate is the safest place for you to be. Everything out there is dangerous as to kill you. That's what they tell you. If you knock off the government, who will feed you? Who will provide you the energy you need? Which one of y'all will be able to run this country? That's what people are scared of. People
don't need a country.
That's what I'm saying. People feel comfort in having such a thing as a president. Think about that. A president of the United States, one person tells a whole fucking nation what to do. A lot of people are comfortable with that ideal.
Niggas ain't listening no more. One dude told me that.
And the thing about it is, it's not even that one person. It's a panel who says it's okay for him to be.
That's what I said. He's just the puppet.
President. We don't live under a dictatorship.
Oh, but I remember that. The five monkeys and the banana. How did they do that? They gave all the monkeys bananas and they all was happy eating the banana. And they wouldn't fight each other. They was fucking, they cohabited. Then after that, they kept giving all the monkeys a banana. Then they put one banana in there for all five monkeys, and all five monkeys turned on each other to get that fucking one banana.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah. So listen,
it's always
been 2 hours. Dre's got to eat. We appreciate you for jumping on and having this conversation with these niggas eating on camera.
All right.
Thank you.
You ain't have to tell his business because nobody I'm going to tell his business.
That's what this podcast do. Listen, man. This was a great, great episode because we went down a lot of fucking rabbit holes. And hopefully maybe we can do this one more time because we've done conspiracy theories, but this was a fucking awesome episode. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate you for joining
tuning in and sharing your podcast. Was this considered a podcast?
Yes, it's considered a podcast. Okay. Yes.
Awesome.
You can find us on Spotify and everything. iTunes, YouTube, please share us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know people love these topics of discussions. This all we do is talk about. I mean, this is all we talk about.
Yeah.
I could talk about this for hours.
We're going to have a deeper deeper conspiracy theory conversation.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look for talking that about having it, but we need to actually sit down, have a meeting, and focus on the topics we actually want to get into.
Oh, it's gonna get deep.
So again,
maybe we'll do that this Sunday coming up.
Maybe
I can't wait for y'all to hear the child trafficking in America topic, because I know y'all don't think it ain't just no regular civilians riding around here in a white van stealing all the
hell stuff. No.
I know y'all don't think that. And I know y'all don't think Epstein killed himself.
Oh, no. We never said. We always make fun of that.
All the business on them guns and people.
Wait till they put Diddy away.
Wait for y'all to touch that topic, but I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
Wait till they put Diddy away. It's a wrap.
But man.
The internet going to stop y'all at that topic.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to get visited.
They always do that. Okay. We get on certain topics, we get fucking muted.
I'll give y'all the code if they come visit me.
But all right, yo, man, thank y'all for everybody tuning in. That's the end of this podcast. Enjoy y'all Sunday, man. Y'all know where to find us. iTunes, Spotify, The Opinionated Podcast with a K.
YouTube.
YouTube, all that. Peace. We enjoy y'all.
Peace. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Opinionated Podcast. If you love today's episode, make sure to subscribe. Leave a review. 5 stars. We don't want nothing less. If you're an artist, actress, a songwriter, an author, or you're doing something that's interesting and you want to be a guest on our show, please email us at opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. That's opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed day.